Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week, we're hearing from Agatha Erickson, who lives in Anchorage and recalls a moose hunting adventure outside of Nenana with her ex-boyfriend a few years back.
Come about 3:30, the sun's going down, it's dusk, and we were just tired, we were cold, and we were just, okay, we're going to just go around this last slough, and if we don't see moose, then we're going to go back to Nenana. We're about 25 miles outside of Nenana at that point, and we round the corner to the slough, and there's this young moose. He shoots it. We start butchering around 4 o'clock, and butchered for the next 2 to 3 hours and covered in blood. And when you're butchering, it's really hot work. There's steam coming off the animal and the temperature's dropping and the northern lights are coming out and the stars are coming out. And by the time we finish, it's probably about 6:37 and about 20 below. And unbeknownst to me, the boyfriend that I was with at the time forgot to put ISOHEAT in the machine and we couldn't start it. We open up the hood, the sled, and there's ice on the lines. And we have to manually, with our mouths, blow out the ice. And we get about a half a mile out from where we killed and butchered the moose, and then it shuts down again. And so we blow it out. And we do that repeatedly until finally it becomes clear that the snow machine can't actually pull the moose because of all of the ice in the machine, and it can only carry us. So we ditch the sled, and for the next 20, 25 miles back to Nenana, about every couple miles we had to stop, blow the ice out of the lines and the starter until we get back to Nenana. And then we called a friend to come rescue us and get the moose on the new sled and come back, and we start our drive back to Fairbanks, and I think we got back around 6 a.m. the next day. So it was, all in all, a 24-hour moose hunt. It was delicious. I definitely would say that I've savored that moose more than other mooses. And we turned it into burger, steak, or roasts, and I think we even made sausage out of it.
Agatha Erickson lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. If you want to tell your story, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org.